62, blast!
And against the world-girdling battlements of Jarnavon, there flamed out in all their appalling might the dreadful beams against which the defensive screens of battleships and of mobile citadels alike had been so pitifully inadequate. But these which they were attacking now were not the limited installations of a mobile structure. The Ike had at their command all the resources of a galaxy. Their generators and conductors could be of any desired number and size. Hence, Eichmiel, in view of prior happenings, had strengthened Jarnavon's defenses to a point which certain of his fellows derided as being beyond the bounds of sanity or reason. Now those unthinkably powerful screens were being tested to the utmost. Bolt after bolt of quasi-solid lightning struck against them, spitting mile-long sparks in baffled fury as they raged to ground. Plain and encased in Q-type helices they came, biting, tearing, gouging. Often and oftener, under the threat of half a dozen at once, local failures appeared. But these were only momentary, and even the newly devised shells of the patrol's projectors could not stand the load long enough to penetrate effectively Boscone's indescribably capable defenses. Nor were Jarnavon's offensive weapons less capable. Rods, cones, planes, and shears of pure force bored, cut, stabbed, and slashed. Bombs and dirigible torpedoes charged to the skin with duodec sought out the red-cloaked ships. Beams, sheathed against atmosphere in Q-type helices, crashed against and through their armoring screens. Beams of an intensity almost to rival that of the patrol's primary weapons and of 100 times their effective aperture. And not singly did those beams come. 8, 10, 12 at once they clung to and demolished dreadnought after dreadnought of the expeditionary force. Eichmiel was well content.
"We can hold them, and we are burning them down," he gloated. "Let them lose their negative matter bombs. Since they are burning out projectors, they cannot keep this up indefinitely. We will blast them out of space."
He was wrong. Grand Fleet did not stay there long enough to suffer serious losses. For even while the cylinder was forming, Kinnison was in rapid but careful consultation with Thorndike, checking intrinsic velocities, directions, and speeds.
"QX burn cut," he yelled.
Two planets, one well within each end of the combat cylinder, went inert at the word, resuming instantaneously their diametrically opposed intrinsic velocities of some 30 miles per second.